According to Guinness World Records, the best-selling book of all time is the Christian Bible. It is impossible to know exactly how many copies have been printed in the roughly 1,500 years since its contents were standardized. But research conducted by the British and Foreign Bible Society in 2021 suggests that the total number probably lies between 5 and 7 billion copies. However, today, many people reject the Bible, thinking it is outdated and no longer relevant in the 21st century. How can a book written thousands of years ago teach us anything about our world today? On this Tomorrow's World program, I'll address the question, is the Bible relevant today? And I'll give you 4 easy-to-understand reasons why it is, reasons that no rational person can dispute. I'll also be offering to you our absolutely free Tomorrow's World Bible Study course, so be sure to have writing material available to take down our contact information. Now stay tuned, as I'll be back in 5 seconds to give you 4 impossible-to-dispute reasons why the Bible remains relevant today. A warm welcome to all of you from all of us here at Tomorrow's World. We're happy you're joining us today, where I'm asking whether the all-time best-selling book is relevant in our postmodern world. After all, wasn't it written thousands of years ago? What meaning can it have for you today? The Bible has come under increasing attack in recent times, as more and more people consider it to be out of touch in the 21st century. Perhaps that thought has crossed your mind. A recent study conducted by the Angus Reid Institute found that only 54% of Canadians have a Bible in their home. The same study confirms what you likely already sensed, that a growing number of Canadians have come to see the sacred text as outdated. There's an ongoing reflection on the content of the Bible against the values of contemporary society. Among Canadians who identify or grew up as Christian, there are few that deny the Bible is showing its age when it comes to its views on gender, sexuality, and race. More than half of Christian-identifying or Christian-raised Canadians say the Bible is dated when it comes to gender politics, with 3 in 10, or 29% of that group, saying it is quite a lot or very much sexist. There are also 1 in 5, or 21%, former or current Christians who would call it homophobic, and 1 in 6, 16%, who would call it racist. While the purpose of this program is not to address those specific claims, I want to emphasize that the study also found that the number of people who considered the Bible to be outdated and irrelevant was significantly higher among those who had not had any meaningful interaction with the text, at least not in recent years. Essentially, these claims against the Bible are most prevalent among those who do not actively study it. On this program, I'll use this oft-neglected text to show you 4 indisputable reasons why the Bible remains relevant today. So let's get started. Reason number 1 is, human nature is the same as it has always been. The Apostle Paul, writing nearly 2,000 years ago, mentions on several occasions behaviors that are unacceptable for anyone seeking eternal life in the kingdom of God. One of those times is in his first letter to the church at Corinth, beginning chapter 6, verse 9, "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Does adultery, thievery, drunkenness, or any of these other behaviors sound familiar today? These traits of human nature were pervasive in the first century, even affecting some who had come to realize the need to put them aside. Notice it in verse 11. "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." That was then. But is it any different today? No, human nature has not changed. And in fact, Paul said it would not change. Writing to Timothy, Paul spoke of behaviors that would exist in the last days. That's our time today. But know this, that in the last days, perilous or dangerous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Was Paul correct in foretelling our day? Do we see any difference between his day and ours? Notice the similarities between first century behaviors and what Paul foretold for our day today. Can anyone dispute that what Paul foretold for the end of the age, our day today, is any different from what we see all around us? Also, who among us thinks these behaviors are beneficial to our world? No doubt some would think so, but I doubt that you think that way. Most rational people recognize that unruly children, slanderers, those who are filled with pride or are traitors, and those who are brutal, unloving, and unforgiving are a detriment to society. Perhaps the Bible is not so out of date as some think. No, human nature is the same today as it was thousands of years ago. Whether you agree that man's nature is good or bad, the fact that it has not changed is indisputable. I'll give you three more reasons why the Bible is relevant for today, but I want to mention today's free offer, the Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. The first lesson addresses in greater detail the subject of today's program, the Bible, a book for today. Lesson 2 asks and answers the question, are we living in the last days? Lesson 3 of this absolutely free course then asks, can you understand Bible prophecy? The answer is, yes, you can. But you'll need to have the master key to unlock Bible prophecy, and that is explained in Lesson 4 titled, Revealed, the Master Key to Bible Prophecy. The Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course can be yours free for the asking. And when we say it can be yours free for the asking, we really mean it. But you may wonder, how can that be? The answer is that members of the Living Church of God, the sponsor of Tomorrow's World, along with our faithful and caring coworkers and donors, have already paid for all our literature, including this 24-lesson Bible study course. When you call the toll-free number on your screen, you'll find a friendly agent who will be happy to take your request and not even hint for a donation. So call the toll-free number or go to our website at twtv.org/study and discover just how relevant the Bible is to your everyday life. And when I come back, I'll give you three more indisputable reasons why the world's best-selling book answers the most important questions of life. Welcome back. On this Tomorrow's World program, I'm asking and answering the question, is the Bible relevant today? And I'm here to say that it is. In the previous portion of this program, I gave you one of four irrefutable reasons why the Bible has relevance in the 21st century. That reason is, human nature is the same as it has always been. Whether in the first century or today, we find pride, rebellious children, whisperers and slanderers, people who are unloving, untrustworthy, traitors, people who are unforgiving, unmercifully brutal individuals. No, human nature has not changed, and that's irrefutable reason number one. The second reason we know the Bible is relevant for today involves the outcome of human nature. So number two is, the problems caused by human nature have not changed. James, an apostle of Christ, asked two important questions nearly 2,000 years ago. The first is a question needing an answer, and the second is rhetorical. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? But he didn't stop with the questions. Notice his scathing answer beginning in verse 2. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Whether we're talking about wars between neighbors or between nations, unrestrained human nature, whether then or now, is the cause. However, problems go back much further than the first century. For that, we must go back to the beginning. We read in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 2, that our parents were given a test in the form of two trees. The tree of life symbolized putting trust in God, but to take of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil symbolized taking it upon themselves to determine right and wrong. As almost every student of the Bible knows, they chose the latter tree. Under the influence and sway of a powerful and evil spirit being, Eve rejected God's instructions and chose to follow her own judgment. Genesis 3, verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. The Apostle John may have had this in mind when he warned us about the motivations of our nature in 1 John 2 and verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, Eve saw that the fruit was good for food. The lust of the eyes, it was pleasant to her eyes. And the pride of life, a tree to make her wise, is not of the Father, but is of the world. You can read in 1 Timothy 2:14 that while Eve was deceived, Adam was not. He knew better, but went on to eat of the fruit anyway. One can only imagine how different their world became once they took it upon themselves to determine the difference between right and wrong. But as with far too many parents, they lived to see the tragic results in their children. When Cain became jealous of his brother and murdered Abel. Nearly 2,600 years ago, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." The problems we see in our world today are not new. They've been around a long time, but here's the point. The Bible reveals right and wrong and gives instructions on how to overcome our nature. A gadget may be new, but not our nature, and the tragic results of choosing our ways over God's ways. Can any honest person dispute our first two reasons why the Bible is relevant today? Number one, human nature is the same as it has always been. And number two, the problems caused by human nature have not changed. There are two other reasons I want to share with you about why we know the Bible is relevant in the 21st century. But I want to remind you about the Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. Give us a call, and the first four lessons will be sent to you, and you'll be on your way to a great new adventure in learning. The Proverbs tell us, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand, riches and honor." How few in today's world realize that godly wisdom and knowledge is more precious than gold, silver, or precious jewels. The Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is filled with godly wisdom and understanding. But unless you order it, it will remain out of reach. And unless you open it and take it, it is of no value. So pick up the phone or go to twtv.org/study to order your copy of the Tomorrow's World Bible Study course and start digging for gold and rubies. On today's Tomorrow's World program, I'm asking and answering the question of whether the world's best-selling book is relevant in the 21st century. Many believe it is not, but that's not what the facts reveal. That's why I'm giving you four of many reasons why we need the Bible more than at any other time in human history. So far, I've given you two irrefutable facts as to why the Bible is as applicable in our day as it was 2,000 and more years ago. They are, number one, human nature is the same as it has always been. And number two, the problems caused by human nature have not changed. Let's now look at a third reason. Number three, God's attitude regarding right and wrong has not changed. If God exists, and for good reasons many of us believe that a creator is the best explanation for life on this planet, then what he thinks matters. Why is it that people think God will bend to conform to their image rather than the other way around? Must God accept whatever behaviors we demand of him? An honest and rational person ought to see how foolish that thinking is. And once again, this thinking is not new. It's been around for more than 3,000 years. Psalm 50, beginning in verse 18, tells us, "When you saw a thief, you consented with him, and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son." Notice this, "These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes." Closely associated with this is the strange thinking that human beings can outvote God. Is this not what people reason when they say, "Everybody's doing it"? You fill in the blank of what it is. Cohabiting, committing adultery, cheating on your taxes, using profanity, the list is endless. Again, these rationalizations are not new. Mankind has always justified sinful behaviors, thinking that God does not see. Now, breaking into a thought, let's notice Psalm 94 and verse 6. "They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, 'The Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand.'" No, dear friends, there is nothing new under the sun. Whether 3,000 years ago or now, human nature is the same. The results of that nature have not changed, and God's attitude towards sin has not changed. Notice how God responds to those so foolish as to think that God doesn't notice what they do. "Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct?" Earlier, we read a quick synopsis of human nature from 1 John 2:16. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." John then gives this warning, "And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." Does anyone really think that God is impressed with our 21st century wisdom? When James asked the question that we addressed earlier of where wars and fighting come from, he answered that it is our fleshly lusts and desires. Now notice his scathing rebuke in chapter 4 and verse 4. "Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Do we really think God has changed to bend to our will because we're so modern, so sophisticated, and so technologically advanced? I think you know the answer to that. But let's look at one more scripture before moving to the fourth reason why the Bible is relevant for today. At the very end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, after Christ returns to save us from annihilating ourselves, we read of God's attitude towards sin, whether in times past, present, or in the future. "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. It's sheer madness to think that God will bend to our standards of right and wrong. And that is our third irrefutable reason why the Bible is every bit as relevant today as it has ever been. Frankly, there are many reasons to study this all-time bestseller. But before giving you a fourth reason, I want to remind you of today's free offer, the Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. Here's one of many comments we receive from students of this course. I am a subscriber to your magazine and also a student of your Bible study course. Thank you for designing such a course. I have found the study of God's Word to be the most rewarding and fulfilling thing in my life. The lessons are stimulating, and I look forward joyfully to receive them. I now comprehend so much more. So pick up the phone or go to our website, twtv.org/study, to receive your first four lessons. All 24 lessons of Tomorrow's World Bible Study course are absolutely free of charge. And when I come back, I'll give you a fourth reason why the Bible is relevant for you and your loved ones.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/study.
Today we've been answering the question of whether the Bible is relevant for 21st century man. So far, I've given three irrefutable reasons why the world's best-selling book is important for you and your loved ones. Now, there are many more reasons why the Bible is relevant today, but let's now look at a fourth reason. Number four, the purpose of life has not changed. Precious few people today understand why they are here. How can they when there is so much religious confusion in our world with different ideas regarding an afterlife, or even if there is life beyond the grave? Sadly, many do not even care enough to find the answer. And those who care most often don't recognize the correct source for the answer. Scripture tells us that there is a powerful spirit being who has deceived the world, and that includes the largest religion on earth, Christianity. Open your Bible and read Revelation 12 and verse 9 for yourself. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Notice that Jesus said the first sign leading up to the end of the age and his return would be false Christianity. Write this down and look it up for yourself. Matthew 24, verses 3 to 5. Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, in other words, claiming to represent him, saying, I am the Christ, in other words, admitting that Jesus is the Messiah, and will deceive many. This is why we are offering you our free Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. It addresses the purpose God has for you and me, and that purpose has not changed from the beginning. But few today understand it. Satan has deceived people into believing something very different from the exciting reward the Bible actually offers. Frankly, dear friends, it's amazing how deceived Christians can be about the book they profess to believe in. Consider this passage of Scripture from Daniel 7 and verse 27, where it speaks about the future rule of the Messiah. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. As a side note, when Scripture uses the word saints, it's not speaking of someone who has been, quote, sainted by some religious body. It's simply speaking of servants of God, ordinary people such as you and me, if we're led by and have the Spirit of Christ dwelling in us. But here in this Old Testament passage in Daniel, we read of the kingdoms of this world being taken over by the kingdom of God. Now turn over to the New Testament, to Revelation, the 20th chapter and verse 4, where it describes the same time in the future. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Yes, the servants of God will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. But where? Let Revelation answer that. Chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. And they, that is the servants of God, who will be resurrected at Christ's return, sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you are slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." How different this is from rolling around in heaven with nothing to do. No, the purpose of your life goes way beyond what is taught in the typical Sunday morning church service. And it's all in the Bible for those called of God who are willing to search it out. On today's program, I've given you 4 reasons why the Bible remains relevant today. They are, number 1, human nature is the same as it has always been. Number 2, the problems caused by human nature have not changed. Number 3, God's attitude regarding right and wrong has not changed. And number 4, the purpose of life has not changed. The more one studies the Bible, the more it becomes evident that the truths expressed within its text are timeless. But you have to be willing to put in the effort and cast aside false assumptions about what it says. That's why we're offering our Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. It'll help you in your search for answers that you'll find nowhere else. So order your first set of 4 lessons before you forget. And join us again next week when Stuart Wachovich, Michael Haykoop, and I will bring you more plain truth from the pages of the Bible. See you next week. I hope you profited from this video. If you found it helpful and want to learn more, be sure to get your free copy of our Tomorrow's World Bible Study course by clicking the link in the description or go to twtv.org/study. We here at Tomorrow's World want to help you understand our world through the pages of the Bible. So be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the bell so that you don't miss another video. Thanks for watching. See you next time.